The Voice in Speech and Song, Chapter 70, Singing a Means of Witness, Instrumentality for Salvation. The melody of song, poured forth from many hearts in clear, distinct utterance, is one of God's instrumentalities in the work of saving souls. Power for Winning Souls. There is great pathos and music in the human voice, and if the learner will make determined efforts, he will acquire habits of talking and singing that will be to him a power to win souls to Christ. Gifts from God. Your voice, your influence, your time. All these are gifts from God and are to be used in winning souls to Christ. Singing evangelists. In the evening, a large audience assembled in the church to listen to a musical program rendered by Brother Beardsley and his pupils. Good singing is an important part of the worship of God. I am glad that Brother Beardsley is training the students so that they can be singing evangelists. Song in home visitation. Learn to sing the simplest of songs. These will help you in house-to-house labor, and hearts will be touched by the influence of the Holy Spirit. Christ was often heard singing hymns of praise. There was joy in his heart. We learn from the Word that there is joy among the angels of heaven over one repentant sinner, and that the Lord rejoices over his church with singing. Youth singing for higher classes. Students, go out into the highways and the hedges. Endeavor to reach the higher as well as the lower classes. Enter the homes of the rich and the poor, and as you have opportunity, ask, "Would you be pleased to have us sing? We should be glad to hold a song service with you." Then, as hearts are softened, the way may open for you to offer a few words of prayer for the blessing of God. Not many will refuse. Such ministry is genuine missionary work. God desires every one of us to be converted and to learn to engage in missionary effort in earnest. He will bless us in this service for others, and we shall see of his salvation. Song service during travel. On Sabbath, we had a song service. Brother Lawrence, who is a musician, led the singing. All the passengers in the car seemed to enjoy the service greatly, many of them joining in the singing. On Sunday, we had another song service, after which Elder Corliss gave a short talk, taking as his text the words, "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God." The passengers listened attentively and seemed to enjoy what was said. On Monday, we had more singing, and we all seemed to be drawing closer together. Angels as teachers of singing. Those who have the gift of song are needed. Song is one of the most effective means of impressing spiritual truth upon the heart. Often by the words of sacred songs, the springs of penitence and faith have been unsealed. Church members, young and old, should be educated to go forth to proclaim this last message to the world. If they go in humility, angels of God will go with them, teaching them how to lift up the voice in prayer, how to raise the voice in song, and how to proclaim the gospel message for this time.